The bilge is, actually, said Ponder, the hold's full of opals, beer, sheep, wool, and bananas. Where's the librarian? Said Ridcully.
In the hold, sir.
Yes, I suppose it was silly of me to ask. Still, nice to see him his old self again.
I think it may have been the lightning, sir. He's certainly very lively now.
And Rincewind sat on the luggage down on the dock. Somehow he felt something should be happening. The worst time in your life was when nothing much was going on, because that meant that something bad was about to hit you, for some strange reason. He could be back in the university library in a month or so, and then, whew, for a life of stacking books. One dull day after another, with occasional periods of boredom. He could hardly wait. Every minute not being a minute wasted was, well, a minute wasted. Excitement? That could happen to other people. He'd watched the merchants loading the ship. It was pretty low in the water, because there would be so many Exian things the rest of the world wanted. Of course, it had come back light, because it was hard to think of any bloody thing it could bloody import that was better than any bloody thing in XXXX. There were even a few more passengers willing to see the world, and most of them were young.
Hey, aren't you one of the foreign wizards?
The speaker was a young man carrying a very large knapsack topped by a bedroll. He seemed to be the impromptu leader of a small group of similarly overloaded people with wide open faces and slightly worried expressions. You can tell, can't you? Said Rincewind. You wanted something?
Do you think we can buy a cart in this place? No thing fjord?
Yes, I should think so.
Only me and Clive and Shirl and Gerleen were thinking of picking up one and driving to...
He looked around.
Ankh Morpork, said Shirl. Right, and then selling it and getting a job for a while, having a look round, you know, for a while. That'd be right.
Rincewind glanced at the others trooping up the gangplank. Since the invention of the dung beetle, which had in fact happened not too far away, it was probable that no creature had ever carried so much weight. I can see it catching on, he said.
No worries.
But,
Yes, mate?
Do you mind not humming that tune? It was only a sheep, and I didn't even steal it. Someone tapped him on the shoulder. It was Nilette. Letitia and Darlene were standing behind her, grinning. It was 10 in the morning. They were wearing sequined evening gowns.
Bad Jap, she said, and settled down beside him. We just thought, well, we've come to say, you know, thanks and everything. Letitia and Darlene are coming in with me, and we're going to open up the brewery again.
Rincewind glanced up at the ladies.
I've had enough beer thrown at me. I ought to know something about it, said Letitia, although I do think we could make it a more attractive colour. It's so...
She waved a large, beringed hand irritably.
Aggressively masculine.
Pink would be nice, said Rincewind, and you could put in a pickled onion on a stick, perhaps.
Bloody good suggestion, said Darlene, slapping him so hard on the back that his hat fell over his eyes.
You wouldn't like to stay, said Nilette. You look like someone with ideas.
Rincewind considered this attractive proposition and then shook his head. It's a nice offer, but I think I ought to stick to what I do best, he said.
But everyone says you're no good at magic, said Nilette.
Yes. Well, being no good at magic is what I do best, said Rincewind. Thanks all the same.
At least let me give you a big, wet, sloppy kiss, said Darlene, grabbing his shoulders.
Out of the corner of his eye, Rincewind saw Nilette's foot stamp down.
All right, said Darlene, letting go and hopping away. It wasn't as if I was going to bite him, miss.
Nilette gave Rincewind a peck on the cheek.
Well, drop in whenever you're passing, she said.
Certainly will, said Rincewind. I'll look for the pubs with the mauve umbrellas outside, shall I? Nilette gave him a wave, and Darlene made an amusing gesture as they walked away, almost bumping into a group of men in white. One of them shouted,
Hey, there he is! Sorry, ladies.
Oh, hello, Charlie.
Ron, said Rincewind as the chefs bore down on him.
Heard you wazzers was leaving, said Ron. Wouldn't be fair to let you go without shaking you by the hand, Charlie said.
The peach Nelly went down a treat, said Charlie, beaming proudly.
Glad to hear it, said Rincewind. Good to see you looking so cheerful.
It gets better, said Ron. There's a new soprano just been taken on, and she's a winner if I'm any judge. No, Charlie, you tell him her name.
Germaine Trifle, said Charlie.
A wider grin would have resulted in the top of his head slipping off.
I'm very happy for you, said Rincewind. Start whipping that cream right now, you hear?